You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
So people, if officials and analysts are to go by, we must brace to face a more power cut. But the government has suggested states a solution to ensure an uninterrupted supply of power. Stay tuned to find out what it is. Welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on oil prices, experts' take on stock market, electric vehicle space, inflation, and more on the Russia-Ukraine crisis. First up, here's how the market fared on April 13th. The market continued to languish in the negative zone for the third day today, which is a day after data showed March inflation has spiked to a 17-month high. After opening higher, Sensex slipped into the red zone around noon deals and ended 260 points lower at 58,315, while NSE Nifty ended at 17,465, which is down 64 points from the previous close. Hariom Pipe Industries made a strong debut today, with its shares listing at a 44% premium over its issue price. Another stock in focus was Infosys, which ended almost 0.5% higher before its earnings announcement. The IT major reported a 2% sequential drop in net profit to 5,686 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2022. Its quarterly revenue, however, increased more than a percent to 32,276 crore rupees in the January to March period compared with the previous 3 months. That was short of street expectations, though. Analysts in the CNBC TV poll had estimated that the company's quarterly net profit would be at 5,980 crore rupees and the revenue would stand at 32,867 crore rupees. Meanwhile, Infosys gave a revenue growth guidance of 13 to 15% in constant currency as against analysts' expectation of 12 to 14%. Moving on, market veteran Mark Mobius is bullish on three sectors in India. He said that he is bullish on consumer goods, cement and IT service companies, but uncertainty remains on real estate. According to him, real estate is in an iffy situation in India because of various rules, regulation and all kinds of other problems. He would prefer consumer-facing kind of companies, whether it be in the medical field, consumer products, building materials or software. Next up, a look at the economy. As per data released yesterday, that is on April 12th, India's retail inflation soared to a 17-month high of 6.9% in March. It continued to remain above the Reserve Bank's upper tolerance level, while the factory output grew just 1.7%. CPI inflation rose mainly due to rising prices of essential food items like oils and fats, vegetables and protein-rich items like meat and fish. Meanwhile, Arvind Sangir, the managing partner at Geosphere Capital Management, said that inflation is going to be a persistent problem globally and India is no exception to it. He said that the wholesale price index has already been giving warning signals here. It was running in mid to low teens, that is 13 to 15% in the last several months, and now consumer price index is starting to accelerate as well. Sangir believes that the Reserve Bank of India may need to raise rates by more than 25 basis points immediately. Meanwhile, several other economists CNBC TV 18 spoke to believe that monetary policy needs a course correction as April inflation is likely to cross 7%. Moving on, Mahanagar Gas Limited has announced another hike in prices of CNG and PNG by 5 rupees a kg and 4.5 rupees a kg. This is within a week of steeply increasing the retail price of these fuels. MGL had on March 31st lowered the retail price of CNG by 6 rupees a kg and for PNG by 3.5 rupees a kg after the state government had slashed VAT on these fuels to 3% from 13.5% effective April. Then on April 6th, MGL increased the prices of these fuels by 7 and 5 rupees respectively. Meanwhile, international oil prices climbed in worries that sliding output in sanctions at Russia, the world's second biggest oil exporter, will tighten supply after Moscow said that peace talks to resolve its invasion of Ukraine had come to a dead end. Brent crude rose more than a percent and half to cross $106 a barrel by this afternoon. Next up, the latest on electric vehicles. In an exclusive interview with CNBC TV 18, Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant said that original equipment manufacturers, that is OEMs, should voluntarily recall the batches of EVs that have been involved in recent fire accidents. He cited a few examples of similar cases where Ford, BMW, Volvo, among others, also recalled vehicles over fire risk, which helped in creating a sense of confidence in consumers. This comes after at least 5 incidents of fire in EVs have been reported in the last 2 weeks. Most recently, 40 electric scooters of Jitendra Electric Vehicles caught fire in a transport container in Nashik on Saturday. Moving on, here's why there may be more frequent power cuts. Officials and analysts say that India is likely to face more power cuts this year as utilities' coal inventories are at the lowest pre-summer levels in at least 9 years. And electricity demand is expected to rise at the fastest pace in at least 38 years, according to a Reuters report. These power cuts could stifle industrial activity in the economy just when economic activity was starting to recover after months of COVID-related lockdowns. Meanwhile, Union Power Minister R.K. Singh has urged states to import coal for up to 10% blending to ensure adequate stocks for uninterrupted power supply. Power Ministry said that tolling will be allowed for state power generating companies to optimally utilize linkage coal. It said that in order to avoid long-distance coal transport in respect of certain state GenCos, tolling facility would be allowed up to 25% of linkage coal. R.K. Singh reviewed the operations of imported coal-based plants and directed the procurer states to ensure that all plants are operational at fair and reasonable tariffs. Lastly, here's the latest on Russia-Ukraine crisis. Ukraine has told Russia to release prisoners of war if it wants Kremlin's most high-profile ally in the country freed. This as the United States is expected to send more weapons after Russia's strongest signal yet, the war will grind on. US President, meanwhile, has referred to Russia's attack on Ukraine as genocide for the first time, saying the lawyers can decide internationally whether or not it qualifies, but it sure seems like that to him. Meanwhile, Russia has repeatedly denied targeting civilians and has said that Ukrainian and Western allegations of war crimes were made up to discredit Russian forces. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back with another episode with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.